These dark fantasies don't come from nowhere. We all know that things are going very wrong, but living in a bubble means that, for now, we get to ignore it. Instead, we playfully channel our collective unease, mocking our own fear of a seemingly imminent societal crash. From TV shows to survival guides, we joke about building bunkers and stockpiling weapons and food supplies. In cities around the world, tens of thousands gather in zombie walks, dressed in ghoulish makeup and rags, limping along in a low rumble chant for one singular desire. And what is it that the zombies want? The zombies want brains. It's worth asking whether we could fend for ourselves if there were no societal means for survival. Because when you think about it, our system of society works precisely because we conform to it like brainless zombies. The human population is almost 8 billion strong, marching to a capitalist drumbeat of eat, work, shop, and sleep. Now, it might be one thing if we loved it, but we don't. I mean, seriously, have you ever met anyone in your life who loves the rat race? So, given that humanity faces dire consequences, and that most of us don't even like what we do, the question is, why do we do it? The big myth, I will argue, is that we are brought up believing there is no other way. We're simply told that this is how the system works. But what if there is another way? What if this real world we're so invested in isn't that real at all? What if we could scrub away the fog of humanity's biggest blind spots so we can see more clearly and begin to uncover what is beyond our reality bubble? Proust famously said, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes." And so, our journey must begin right where we are, by seeing the ordinary, everyday world we live in an extraordinary new way. In John Carpenter's 1988 cult classic sci-fi movie, They Live, a drifter named John Nada gets hold of a pair of special sunglasses that reveal truths that ordinary citizens can't see. Putting them on and looking at magazine ads, billboards, or the TV, he sees their real messages: to obey, consume, conform, and stay asleep. As a modern parable, the film struck a chord. Its influence can be seen in films, video games, and street art like Shepard Fairey's Obey series and in Hal Hefner's political posters and web memes. The film's secret conceit is this: if only a pair of glasses like this existed, people might begin to question why reality is not what it's.